This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The district attorney for Northeastern Colorado has pleaded guilty to drug-related misdemeanors. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
From the opposite side of the courtroom from where she normally stands as head prosecutor, Brittany Luton tearfully apologized to her employees and her family for what happened. She pleaded guilty for taking a bottle of prescription opioid pills from a subordinate and ingesting them at home. The DA, who is term limited at the end of this year, will finish out her job and then serve 2 years of probation and undergo treatment. Her attorney says she became addicted to painkillers over several years, and her stressful job as lead prosecutor put a lot of pressure on her. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Many Denver businesses are boarding up in case of unrest on election night. Denver will be using its Emergency Operations Center and Public Safety Command Posts for an election for the first time. Authorities say they're hoping for peaceful protests, but are prepared if violence does break out. All evacuations have been lifted for the Cameron Peak Fire, and most of the evacuated areas for the East Troublesome Fire are now open. Both fires are still smoldering with little chance of flaring up. Officials say some areas are still not safe as utility crews work to restore service. Last week's snowstorm and cold snap dampened the fire activity in Grand and Larimer counties. It is 76 in Denver. This is CPR News.